QuickLink Daily Cycling Podcast is brought to you by quicklinksports.com.
Hello and welcome to QuickLink Podcast Show 273 for Thursday, 30th September. It's the end of our ninth month. So, hold on. Deep breaths. Push, push, push. Oh, it's a little baby podcast. Action today from Croatia, Sicily, Switzerland, Germany, France and Ireland. But first up, happy birthday to Emma Grant of Matty Tactic, Stein de Bock of Tartaletto Exorex and Dries van Gestel of Total Energies. We were going to report from Colombia with the Vuelta Femenina happening there, though after a moment of clarity after we actually googled the race leader, the name seemed familiar, served a 2-year doping ban for EPO in May 2014, so fuck off. One race we should have covered yesterday, though, was the Memorial Fred de Bruyne, a Pro Kermesse renamed in honour of the 3-time Liège-Bastogne-Liège winner, who also had 6 tour stages, Milan-San Remo and Paris-Roubaix on his palmares. Winning in his hometown yesterday in that race, from a group of 5 that clipped off the final lap around Bellard, was Ollie Nason of AG2R. Former teammates Harry Tanvild of Quebecca and Alex Richardson of Alpecin Fenix took 2nd and 3rd respectively, both from the Pedal Heaven Canyon DHB setup. 4th for Timo de Jong of Telkom on Klima and 5th for Jarno van Grieken of Acroge Tourmans, who were just edged out of the podium spots from that breakaway group, who put 30 seconds into everyone else on that final lap. To today's action then, and we'll start with record-breaking news from Switzerland that Jos Loudon has broken the women's world hour record at the Gretchen Velodrome with a distance of 48.405 kilometres, taking almost 400 metres out of Victoria Busi's distance set 3 years ago in Mexico. Junior action on the road, and we'll start with that at the first stage of Saarland Trofeo, 85 kilometres from Hambach to Orsheim, a little lumpy with a 9% climb in the final 5k, and that proved decisive as Moritz Karsten took the win for Wipotec in his last race before he joined DSM development squad. He was part of a 9-man break that got away, with 6 of them remaining to contest the sprint. 2nd and 3rd were Norwegian duo Sebastian Larsen and Trym Brentsæter. Just 1 Brit in the race, that's our friend of the show, Maxi Cushway. He's racing for AG2R under 19. He came home safely in the bunch at 1:30. There's a similar stage tomorrow before a double day on Saturday, then the finish around the Gersheim circuit on Sunday. Over to Ireland, where it was National TT Day, and winning themselves some lovely new jumpers are juniors Darren Rafferty and Kiva May, Kevin McCambridge in the under-23 men's, and Joanna Patterson and Ryan Mullen in the seniors. 5th title in 7 years for the rider heading to Bora Hansgrohe next year. To France, and a win for Louis Askey on stage 2 of Ronde de Lizard, his 2nd road win of the year. The FDJ man, who came 5th at Worlds, opened up a small gap from the bunch on the climb to Lannemezan, coming home ahead of Arnaud Tendon of the Swiss Racing Academy and Loie van Bell of Jumbo-Visma, Gwen Lechrain of CC Etoupe in 4th, Sean Flynn 5th for SEG. There's 2 big Cat 1 climbs tomorrow, the 8km 5% and Kizan, and the 12km 7% Col d'Aspin. To Croatia and day 3 at the Crow Race, a first professional win for Milan Menten of Bingo Powell's Sources, winning the bunch sprint into Markasa ahead of Mick van Dijk of Jumbo-Visma and Anders Skarseth of Uno-X. The bonus seconds put Menten into the GC leads. He's 3 seconds ahead of Skarseth. Van Dijk is at 6. Stevie Williams is the best placed Brit. He's 7th on GC at 11 seconds. And saving the oldest to last, stage 3 or 4 at Giro di Sicilia in the island of Sicily, heading along the northern coastline of the island via the honking great Paulina climb and a summit finish overlooking Marina di Caronia. Friend of the show Paul Double went on a mad one, getting away solo with 50k to go, but unfortunately wasn't able to stay away and win that gorgeous pistachio-coloured jersey. There was a big split going into the final kicker, with 15 riders able to stay away at the pointy end, setting up a grueling, slow-paced dash to the line, won by Alejandro Valverde from Movistar, with a 3rd win of the year for the 191-year-old, who unfortunately decked it metres after the line, after he tripped over a stray electricity generator cable, which obviously wouldn't have been around when he was back in his 80s. Alessandro Covi was 2nd for UAE, 3rd for Jonathan Restrepo of Androni, then Simon Velasco and Romain Bardet, 4th and 5th. Valverde moves into the GC lead, 7 seconds over Covey. Restrepo is at 9. The final stage tomorrow takes the remaining 128 riders from Santa Gata di Mitello along the northern coast, heading east, then cutting through the Portella Mandrazzi range of mountains with a 24k long 4% climb in the middle of the stage before a final climb at Schiara di Scorciavacca inside the last 20k from the finish in Mascali to wrap up stage 4 of the Giro di Sicily. There we go, that was the day's highlights. We'll be back tomorrow with Friday's news, where there's also one day action in northwestern France. Until then, ride safe and take care.
You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. You can support this show by using the code QUICKLINK when you shop with veloskin.cc for all your chamois cream and skincare needs, and also at efswheels.com, where UK customers can get themselves a full set of tubeless ready full carbon wheels for under £500. Share the show and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.